Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. Our last podcast, we had a special guest, Mr. Ted Dixon, owner of Dixon Associates. It's an insurance firm located in Massachusetts, and he educated myself and the listeners on potentially considering self-funded insurance plans. And I was happy to be able to get him back for another podcast and maybe get a little bit more information, the nuts and bolts of how much potentially we could save and what do we do with those dollars and how do we exit those dollars if we decide to sell the business, retire, et cetera, et cetera. Mr. Dixon, Ted, thanks so much again for taking time for this podcast. Give us a little bit of background about yourself and your company in case some of the new listeners have just tuned in and perhaps other listeners may have missed that last podcast.
Sure. Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, like we had touched on in our last visit, Dixon Associates has been around since 1980, and we have purposely remained an independent agency that primarily focuses on employee benefits. Those benefits range all the way from, you know, employer-sponsored healthcare, which we've talked a lot about. We do 401k plans, disability, dental, of course. And because we work with so many small businesses and have relationships with the owners and partners and key employees, we do a lot of individual life insurance, typically around the area of buy-sell agreements and, for lack of a better term, estate planning for business owners.
Great. Just a little bit, Ted. I understand you've taken a lot of time and you wrote a book that possibly could provide some additional expertise and knowledge to our listeners. How do they get the book and what's the title of the book?
Sure. So you can get the book. I don't know if we can share screens here or if anybody's looking, I can give a link to download the book. But if not, shoot me a text at 781-929-3543. Get me your mailing address and I'd be happy to get you a copy of the book. The book is titled Life and Death Decisions in the C-Suite. I wrote it with the several other brokers from around the country, other independent brokers. The primary focus of the book is, we touched a little bit last time, Kevin, on the fact that most business owners, CFOs, CEOs, are somewhere around your age, my age, maybe a little bit younger. And we were all brought up in the time when, or went to work during the time when you use Blue Cross Blue Shield, you use United to do your group health insurance because they're the name brand, right? The trick to the relationship that those insurance companies have with your provider is somewhat unknown. If you asked Blue Cross Blue Shield who the best shoulder surgeon in the city of Boston was, they can't tell you. And that's by contract that they have with the provider groups. As a matter of fact, they, by law, by the contracts that they have with these providers, they can't tell you that, you know, Dr. Shipman does 12 surgeries a year. Six of them come back with infections. Three of them have to be redone. But just down the hall is Dr. Smith. And that's the beauty of healthcare in Massachusetts, right? You might have a bad doctor at Beth Israel, but right down the hall, you have an excellent doctor who does 12 shoulder surgeries a week. And she has an excellent record. But if you were to ask your insurance company, hey, can you guide me? Can you point me to the good shoulder surgeon? They can't tell you. And The simple fact of the matter is we now have information technology where that information is readily available. You just have to, with your employer-sponsored healthcare plan, align yourself with those folks. And in the book, we make a point. There's dozens of vendors out there ready and willing to get your business on a transaction-based program. In other words, here's your fee. We're going to give you X, Y, and Z, which, let's face it, your plan right now is very opaque. You don't know what the heck it is you're getting for your money, let alone know that Dr. Shipman bad, Dr. Smith good, right? But that information exists. You just have to align yourself with the right partner.
When we did our last podcast, Ted, you talked about the self-funded, and I gave you some arbitrary information that may be accurate or inaccurate, but in Massachusetts, let's just assume the average dentist has between 8 and 15 employees and has general revenues of somewhere between $1 and $1.5 million. With those 8 to 12 employees, you seem to advocate slightly in the last podcast that the owners of these dental practices should consider or at least think about being self-funded. Is there an example, would you say, in your 40 years of being in business, do you see a $1,000 savings a year? Do you see a $100,000 savings a year? And at the end, how does that money get distributed? Does it directly go to the owner upon retirement or dissolution? Or is that money split up amongst the existing team members? Or is that up to the discretion of the owner?
Yeah, great question. So I'll use just today, for example, I had a meeting with a current client, 14 lives on the plan, primarily singles, a few families sprinkled in there. And we looked at a plan based on a self-funded chassis. Now, I'm sure a lot of your listeners say, well, 14 lives, we would never do self-funding. You do what we call a level fund, where we say, okay, we ask an insurance underwriter, and the insurance underwriters are happy to use information technology to underwrite your group with very little information that is actively given to them, right? We have so much, it's kind of, Facebook knows where you shop, so do the medical insurance underwriters, right? That information is available. In other words, you know, next time you go to the liquor store, pay with cash. Otherwise, everybody knows that you've been there. But the good news is we can use that information. And this group that I met with today, we had two different insurance providers say, look, we can charge you, and this is 14 lives, we can charge you over the next year $40,000 less, $40,000 on the table for a 14-life group, primarily individuals. So we're not talking about $2,000 premiums here. We're talking about bringing $700 a month premiums down to $500 a month. And that adds up, right? And you have no risk. We're telling you that's the maximum that we're going to charge you over the next 12 months for a plan that has the same basic plan design that you have with Blue Cross. And oh, by the way, if there's money left over at the end of the year, that money is yours. Now, to your point, how are you going to use that money? Most of our clients who enter into this kind of arrangement and end up paying, instead of, we think of it in our world as a per employee per year spend for your healthcare. And we're typically saving groups about $3,000 per employee per year by implementing plans like this. And remember that one of the chief drivers, it's not just year one that you're saving money. If we can do this and put you with a provider that now allows you to use techniques that improve the quality of your employees' care and improve the vision in that care. So in other words, we're not sending you to Dr. Shipman. We're encouraging you to go to Dr. Smith. Think about it. We're driving costs down because the likelihood of you having a week-long hospital stay because of an infection is going down. So it's kind of an inverse relationship, right? Quality is improved. Cost comes down. Now we have extra money in the business to redeploy to other areas. Most of our clients are not taking that money and sticking it in their own pocket. let's face it, in the great resignation, right? The Boston Globe just ran a big article last week on employer groups using student loan repayment plans. So that's a new kind of exciting benefit that a lot of businesses are using to attract and retain talent. Hey, if you come work for us, we're going to help you repay your student loan. Well, you know, where are they getting that money? Well, there's a vast untapped treasure there in your healthcare plan, where if you just think about it differently and say, geez, if I don't send all this money to Blue Cross and Blue Shield this year and partner with folks who are going to operate this with me in a smart manner, not just, oh, here you go, and the premiums are going to go up again. This exists. It's out there. Those are going to be the employers. And this is my main argument in the book. This isn't a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And the employer groups that get out in front of it and have that extra money to redeploy to their employees' paychecks and other benefits, they're going to be the ones to attract and retain the 30-somethings, right, that aren't as enamored as you and I are with the logos of Blue Cross and Aetna and those type of things. Your younger employees aren't looking for health insurance. They're looking for health care in a reasonable, informed fashion. They get information all the time. And if you tell them you're going to deduct $1,000 a week from their, or not $1,000 a week, $1,000 a month from their paycheck for their family plan, and they don't even know what they're getting for it, they're going to start to question that pretty soon.
Again, a terrific topic. I think it's something that not only would I benefit, but many of our listeners will benefit. I want to thank you so much, Ted, for taking the time for this podcast. I want to let our listeners know, my name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on training, education, and development. I also want you to know that you can go to my website, Ascent Dental Solutions, and these podcasts are there for your viewing. And Ted, before we sign off, how can our listeners reach out to you and your company if they have a little bit more in-depth questions for you and your organization?
Please feel free to come to our website, www.dixon-associates.com, and just hit the contact us button there. It's right there, front and center. Put your contact information in, and I'll likely be the one connecting with you. If you prefer text, feel free to text me at 781-929-3543. Again, give me some contact information. If you send me an email, for example, I'll send you an email back with my calendar link, and we can set up a quick 15-minute Zoom meeting and, you know, shoot the breeze for a little bit and see if there's something we can help you with.
You did a great job. I really appreciate you helping me and helping our listeners. A special shout out to Patterson Dental, Vocal Dental Supply, and Henry Schein. Again, special thanks to David Wolf and his team for producing these podcasts. And Mr. Dixon, thanks again for your knowledge, your expertise, and we appreciate what you're trying to do, helping small businesses, but in particular, dental professionals, try to reduce those overheads as much as possible and provide a better service and a better treatment for their team members. Thanks again, and you guys have a great evening. I look forward to talking to you in the near future. Thank you.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.